Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Happy Hump Day Wednesday. It is Wednesday, August 12th, 2020, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by First National Bank, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, keep calm and carry on. We'd like to share with you a few resources for assistance with day-to-day necessities during COVID. For Hardy County Public Schools, contact your child's school to access mental health and behavioral health supports. For kids' meal distribution, you can go to summerbreakspot.org, employment assistance, careersourceheartland.com, or you can call 863-385-3672. Food assistance is hardyhelpcenter.org/disaster-relief. Or you can call 863-773-0034. The Mobile Response Team, 24/7 on-site crisis counseling services. Phone numbers are 863-519-3744 or toll-free 1-800-627-5906. The Aunt Bertha Social Care Network, you can go to heartland.auntbertha.com. Parenting during the coronavirus daily live resources are at childmind.org. And community resource information and referrals, you dial 211 or 888-370-7188. You can text your zip code to 898211 or chat online at uwcf.org/about-2-1-1 and click on online chat. And for COVID testing and questions, you can call the Hardy Health Department at 863-773-4161 or visit them online at hardy.floridahealth.gov. You can find these website links anytime on the Hardy County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, facebook.com/HardyCountySheriff. For the month of August, the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles is promoting child safety awareness. Whether it's looking for bicycles and pedestrians, buckling up and choosing the right car seat, school bus safety, or car and driveway safety, they want everyone to do their part in making a safer Florida. Join them in this campaign to keep children safe by promoting safety messages with the hashtag ChildSafetyFL. Your local events, mark your calendars. The Bowling Green Citywide Mission is having a back-to-school drive-through backpack giveaway. Receive a free backpack on August 29th, 2020 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Once again, that's August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 607 Palmetto Street in Bowling Green. Your Hardy County jobs, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for an IT technician. You must be at least 19 years of age, have a high school diploma or GED, work eligibility in the U.S., a 2-year degree in computer science, engineering or related, and 2 years of experience with hands-on operation of computers and their peripherals. Frito-Lay is looking for a root sales representative. The Root Sales Representative is a full-time position that is responsible for selling and merchandising Frito-Lay's complete line of products at local stores, including convenience stores, gas stations, and large grocery stores. As a Root Sales Representative, you would drive a small truck which requires a regular driver's license and insurance. Hours per week is average approximately 50 hours and includes weekend and or holiday work in all weather conditions. Central Florida Insulation is looking for an office assistant. They prefer bilingual individuals of English and Spanish speaking to join. 1 year of QuickBooks experience is required, and 1 year of office administration and 10-key is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather plus your agriculture news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNV Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
Our world is changing dramatically as we face the rapid spread of coronavirus, COVID-19. Hello, this is Lee Michael with First National Bank of Wauchula. We here at the bank have an important role to play. The work we do every day provides support for our community in Hardy County. We understand that critical projects are just that, critical, and that extraordinary times require an extraordinary response. We've made plans and are implementing a model that can be tailored to suit the needs of our customers from all around the surrounding communities. In fact, our delivery model is just as innovative as our digital solutions. As our world has become more mobile, so has First National Bank. Over the past 2 years, we have updated our digital banking options to offer contemporary solutions in online banking, mobile deposit, telephone banking, debit card controls, and full function ATM. We even have the capability to close loans on your PC or smartphone. Additionally, our workforce has the ability to move to a more remote servicing model if necessary. We work extensively with partners like Microsoft, WebEx, Peak 10, and our customers to keep us in touch and ensure your banking needs are addressed. First National Bank of Wauchula has taken our remote services model to the next level, and we're ready to support you too. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather a few clouds. Temperature 84 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 79%. Heat index 94. Winds are calm, visibility at 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.06 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, then widespread showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%, heat index values up to 108. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, light and variable winds, chance of rain 30%. Thursday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 70%. Heat index values up to 106. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight, lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable, chance of rain 20%. That is your 102.1 The Outlaw weather report and forecast. Now let's hear our agriculture news.
I'm Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Pecan harvest is just about ready to start up in the South. Jim Lohr has an orchard in South Georgia and gives us an update on how the season has gone.
I think we're going to have a good crop in the Southeast this year. I think nut set was good. In fact, I think there's, in a lot of orchards, you're going to see too many nuts, and people have had to shake to get rid of some early so that they didn't overburden the trees. It's been a fairly light year from a disease standpoint and a pest standpoint. Although, you know, in the last week or two, you know, right as we're starting to approach early harvest in some varieties, we're starting to see scab show up. So farmers are going to have to really stay focused on this crop here at the end of the season for the next month or two and make sure that their investment thus far in the crop can be turned into cash with a good harvest.
One thing that could be better, Lohr says, is the price. Domestic demand is up, partially due to a more health-conscious consumer, but the trade wars have taken their toll. So here's hoping for not only a great crop, but improved relations with trade partners for better markets.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great-grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improving yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia beef producers voted to continue the $1 per head assessment for beef cattle through the renewal of the Beef Commission marketing order. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, voting members renewed the Georgia Agricultural Commodity Commission for beef with a 79% favorable vote. Assessments collected by the commission support education and research projects on wellness, feed, breeding, and career development for in-state education, as well as promotional activities to encourage awareness on the nutritional qualities of beef. The U.S. farm real estate value, a measurement of the value of all land and buildings on farms, averaged $3,160 per acre for 2020, unchanged from 2019. Alabama farm real estate values increased $50 per acre, while Florida values decreased $50 per acre. Farm real estate values in Georgia increased $30 per acre, and South Carolina values increased $100 per acre. Despite temporary interruptions in U.S. pork production and significant restrictions on the food service sector, pork exports to Central America still achieved growth in the first half of the year. Exports to mainstay market Honduras jumped 13% year-over-year to more than $34 million, and large shipments to Nicaragua and El Salvador also helped push region-wide exports 5% higher. All countries in the region recently resumed in-restaurant dining, but most businesses still conducted through takeout and delivery.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: I always wanted to be somebody, but now I realize I should have been more specific. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.